Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government to probe missing funds for Ntumpa University project. Minister praises a child fund transfer for pumping 3 million kwacha into education. And foreign news, immigration chief at center of Trump's crackdown set to leave Minneapolis. And in sports, Francis Kasonde blames poor pitch for Dow Power and Rivers clash. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Luapula Provincial Administration has identified a major supply opportunity for the Zambia Forestry and Forest Industries Corporation, ZAFICO, following the rapid expansion of the Kawambwa Sugar Project operated by Nava Avocado Company Limited. Provincial Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa says the growing sugar and avocado investment presents a ready market for locally produced timber products such as pallets and transmission poles, in line with government's policy to promote local sourcing and value addition to reduce costs and stimulate industrial growth in the district. Speaking during an engagement with the investor in Kawambwa, Mrs. Chinama Kangwa emphasized the need to strengthen local supply chains, noting that ZAFICO plantations are located within the same district. Meanwhile, Nava Avocado Company Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Blade supported the move, saying the company prefers sourcing inputs locally rather than transporting them from outside the province. He reveals that the country alone will require about 20,000 pallets annually as it scales up its sugar and avocado operations. Now, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwane, has announced that government will engage investigative wings to establish the whereabouts of funds that were allocated for the construction of Ntupa University in Northern Province. Now, speaking after inspecting the proposed site in Lukasha constituency of Kasama district, the minister expressed shock at the lack of progress on the project, noting that only a small wall had been constructed despite the significance of the institution. The Ntupa University project was initiated in 2017 under the previous administration and was expected to be a major public university set on 400 hectares of land. However, the project stalled in 2018 has raised concerns over the use of public funds. Now, Dr. Msokotwane says investigations will determine how much money was dispersed and which contractors were engaged adding that it was disappointing for leaders entrusted with rural development to allegedly misappropriate resources. Meanwhile, a local resident, Joseph Mumbi, has called for full transparency, urging the previous administration to clearly explain what happened to the funds that were meant for the construction of the university. Central Province Minister Mwabashike Ngulukusa has hailed the Child Fund and the Trans Search Foundation for injecting over 3 million kwacha into supporting free education through infrastructure development at Katete Primary School in Chiwombo District, Central Province. Mr. Ngulukusa has emphasized that the decision to implement free education by the government was made at a time when it was politically unpopular. The minister has noted that Zambia's free education model has drawn attention from across the continent, with delegations from other African countries visiting to learn from its implementation. Mr. Ngulukusa has cited a local example where pupil member numbers rose from 500 to over 1,500 at Katete Primary School, thanks in part to the contributions of the Transsearch Foundation.
This government, when it was not fashionable to introduce free education, decided to take that route because we were 100% sure it is the right way to go for the country. And many of our competitors in the political realm questioned us, where will you get money to make sure that you help schools and do everything? But we knew that the country was wasting a lot of resources somewhere. It was just a matter of prioritization. We have remained as a good example, as a benchmark for many countries in Africa. Many countries, more especially in the SADC region and from East Africa, are coming. We are receiving members of parliament, ministers, to come and benchmark on free education. We have brought back 2.5 million learners back into school.
Speaking at the same event, Child Fund Zambia Country Director Victor Koyi paid a tribute to Mr. and Mrs. Urich Ackerman of the Transsearch Foundation for supporting the construction of a 1x3 classroom block and a 1x6 ablution block. Mr. Koyi says the development will directly benefit 311 learners, 162 boys and 149 girls, and is expected to positively impact an estimated 18,000 people across 25 surrounding villages.
Today's event marks the official commencement of a construction of a 1x3 classroom block and a 1x6 ablution block at Katete Secondary School. This project has a total investment of 3,027,723 kwacha. This project will directly benefit 311 learners, 162 boys and 149 girls. So beyond these immediate beneficiaries, this development will positively impact an estimated 18,000 people across 25 surrounding villages. So this initiative forms part of the Ankerman's 10-year school improvement plan. Now it's in its fourth year. Over the past 3 years, in partnership with Child Fund and the government of the Republic of Zambia.
Still in local news, Democratic Union DU President Akim Anthony Njovu has accused the government of failing to address illegal mining in the country, saying President Hage Ndegeulema's administration should take responsibility for the situation. Mr. Njovu says the Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele should not be blamed alone for what he says his controversial examination remarks on illegal mining in Mufumbwe, arguing that accountability rests with the entire government. His comments come amid public outrage over this statement, which Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma later clarified was misused and was meant to refer to the removal of illegal miners, not harm. Mr. Njovu says while the intention of the Defence Forces may have been good, threats alone will not resolve illegal mining. He has warned that without lasting solutions, Zambians risk